soldiers barefootedly went to the mosque because he should cry and sleep and dream. This is how we see it. First is animal life, then there is dream, then imagination, and non-existence. Non-existence exists or doesn't exist? Good question, huh? Non-existence exists. Yes, we're talking about it. Anybody could prove that it doesn't exist? But exists. This is the illusion here. This is the way we could think about this, because we want to bring everything together. So metaphysics and out of logic and all that is in. So he would say, listen, I was talking about the sunrise and sunset. When it happens in your dream, what do you say about that? Yes?
Since our sleep is the brother of death, or such and such.
This is something that is said a lot of time, that even before Islam you could find it, but in Islamic way they repeatedly will say this, that our sleeping is the brother of dying. Sleep and dream is the brother of death. This is the old thing. Yes?
Since our sleep is the brother of death, O such and such, know that brother from this brother. And if they tell thee that that is the branch of this, do not hear it, O follower of authority.
Oh.
Without certain knowledge.
Pay attention, what did he say? Yes. First he said, okay, this is what dream is, blah, 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 blah. Then, listen, when we talk about these two, we say dying is the brother of dreaming. Means, like two sides of the coin that I always say, they are completing each other. And if somebody told you that this one is first, that one is second, don't believe it. Yeah, now you have something to think about. That, okay, which one? Because your logic talks about the reality. Here he will say, if they tell you that reality is first, or they say the dreaming is first, don't listen, don't accept it. Because they're like brothers. A coin has two faces. And we talked about it a lot, and we will a lot, because one of the main problems of the people is to go for black and white. Do you remember? They say, this is good, this is bad. You say, it's not like that. First of all, when you say this and this, these two are two subjects. These are made by our brain here we're talking about. And you cannot say, this one is important, this one is not. Because they define each other. What is defining non-existence? Existence. What is defining existence? Non-existence. As simple as that. So, don't divide them like that. Yes?
During sleep, thy spirit is beholding the representation of a state which thou wilt not behold whilst thou art awake in 20 years.
Do you believe in that? You better do. Because this is why I'm saying this. Okay, he's explaining and trying to tell you that this one and that one are equal. Why? Because he knows that there is a problem there, and he wants to attend to that problem. The main problem is the idea of time. Do you remember how the time will go on when you're dreaming? You have a couple of minutes and you live a life over there. How come? What's going on? Ah, a lot of people will think, okay, because the dream is not real, and it's like that. So the timing is confused. No! How do you answer to this? He said, I have seen, Rumi didn't say that, this is my really experience. I have seen a fellow who was a very awful fellow, really, criminal. One night, he's drunk, he will pass out somehow. The morning he wakes up, he's another fellow. And everybody was surprised, and he was like, in my dream, the angel came to me, then he will cry and he will go berserk. I say, yes, it happened. Let's forget about this, my experience. Rumi knows that you could see something in your dream one night and feel it. Oh, we're talking about feeling. Do you remember how we start book one? First verse. Listen, all your friends. Oh, you friends, listen to us. We are talking about hal, which is now, and that feeling, right? Here, in your dream, your jann will see the adjective for hal. Means hal will be explained somehow to your jann, to your life, in your dream. This is something that when you're awake, it takes you more than 20 years. You cannot make it like that. Why? Could anyone explain why? Oh, because here, when you're awake, you are the boss, right? In your dream, you are no one. Yes, you are an observer. Something is shown to you. An experience is injected to you. You don't decide about it. Even before something breaks, you know that, oh, this one is going to fall down and break. This is what the dream is. So something could be explained over there for the other one of you. Let's make it simple. That other one to me is heart. Outside is your brain. When you're sleeping, thanks God, your brain is sleeping. So your heart is observing something. That's a difference. And we explain this, and I stand up for you to remember this, that my dreaming world is a universe, and over there I'm not me. I'm a part of what's happening. I'm a part of me somehow. That's that experience. Yes?
During sleep, thy spirit is beholding the representation of a hal which thou wilt not behold whilst thou art awake in 20 years, and thou art running for lifetimes to the sagacious kings in quest of the interpretation thereof, saying, tell, what is the interpretation of that dream? To call such a mystery a branch is currishness. This is the sleep of the vulgar, but truly the sleep of the elect is the root of privilege and election.
Aha! Up to here I was talking about the normal dreaming, something that you do. What is the difference? The difference is, in your dream, you are 100% passive. You could only see your hands, that's all. You cannot even go to a mirror and see yourself. because there is no self over there. Right? Is that okay? This is the normal slipping of normal people. Means that animal stuff. So now think about it, that the special people, something that I always say, and somehow I don't feel good about it even, but I say it. I say it about the Hafiz. Could you imagine that he, every single night, has these nightmares? That beautiful man who has always the best explanation, best understanding in the dream, he has nightmares. That's what it is. Here he will say, oh, think about it. This is the sleep of the vulgar, the normal people. Think about the sleep of the special people, which is the basis of speciality. And they understand something over there, which is, let's talk about it. Yes.
There must needs be the elephant, in order that when he sleeps supinely, he may dream in the land of Hindustan. The ass does not dream of Hindustan at all. The ass has never journeyed from Hindustan to a foreign country.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, we talked about it before. Do you remember?
No.
We talked about the elephant. And we said the elephant is an animal who could dream when he's standing up. Do you remember? That's the elephant. It's bizarre. It doesn't lay down and be like dead and dream. It's standing up dreams. And we said the only thing that the elephant is thinking is going to India. Do you remember it? What else do you remember? Ah, let's talk about that India. The parrot, yes. The thought of love. The parrot wants to go to India to join the other parrots who are in India. The elephant wants to go to India. There is no why. Not to join the other elephants over there. He knows, because that parrot is thinking of love. This special fellow we are talking about is the essence of love. Love is here. The elephant thinks about nothing. Do you remember? The elephant is at the top of the chain of powerfulness, remember? But if it goes wrong, some little bird, some little thought will punish him. Yes! Here, we want you to understand that this elephant has very special dreaming. Why? Because he had done the iqtirab, because he knows that there is that stuff and I'm left out. That donkey, the stupid donkey, doesn't ever think about the India. Why? Because that's not something that happens to him. He has no connection to India. Therefore, he doesn't do that. Yes?
There is need of the elephant-like and very robust spirit, that in sleep it may be able to go speedily to Hindustan. Because of desire, the elephant remembers Hindustan. Then by night, that remembrance of his takes form.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Because of the desire, the elephant, talab is here, that yearning, the first step. You remember? Book zero. Here the word is talab. Because, here we say, that elephant is wanting and desiring this